Chapter 4, Expansion of the Mouth, verse 26. Some of them sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of the controlled mind, and others sacrifice the objects of the senses, such as sound, in the fire of sacrifice. Chapter 4. The four divisions of human life, namely the Brahmachari, the Grihastha, the Vanaprastha, and the Sannyasi, are all meant to help men to become perfect yogis or transcendentalists. Since human life is not meant for our enjoying sense gratification like the animal, the four orders of human life are fixed so that one may become perfect spiritual life. The Brahmachari is a student under the care of a bona fide spiritual master, controlled mind by abstaining from sense gratification. Furthermore, a Brahmachari hears the only words concerning Krishna consciousness. Hearing is the basic principle for understanding, and therefore the pure Brahmachari engages fully in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord.
Brahmachari means Brahma Sarati iti Brahmachari. Brahma means the supreme, absolute personality of Godhead, and charati executes. Charati, Brahma charati, Brahma charati. And Sanskrit, every word has got root meaning. Brahma means the supreme absolute truth, and chara means one who executes, charati. The one whose life is completely devoted simply to execute the function of the Supreme Absolute Truth, he is called Brahmachari. Grihastha. Griha means home. Home means wife. Na griham, griham uchyate. What is the difference between sannyasi? We are sannyasi and grihastha. Griha means home. Home means wife. One who lives with his wife to execute Krishna consciousness, he is called grihastha. Ashram, they are called ashram. Brahmachari ashram. Grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. Ashram means, this ashram word is now very popular in your country also. Ashram means where there is some spiritual connection. That is ashram. So all these four divisions are called ashram, different ashram. Either you remain as brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha sannyas. Your main business is to cultivate Krishna consciousness. That is called ashram. And griha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was about 17 years old, he was married. And when he was 20 years old, his first wife died. Then he married for the second time. And in 24th year, he took sannyas. So, after the death or disappearance of his first wife, he was not at home at that time. He was out of his country, because the Brahmin's business is to preach. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in a very respectable family of Brahmin. So when he came back home, he saw his wife is Rama. So, mother requested, my dear boy, please accept another wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I'll accept. Because home, I have come home. Home means wife. Actually, Grihini. Grihini, the mistress of the home. Without wife, there is no meaning of home, according to Vedic culture. Home means wife. Grihini, Grihami, Tahu. Now, Griham, Griham, Uchyate. Home, if we mean, home means an apartment. So we are also living in an apartment, four walls, one ceiling, one floor. But why you are called grihastha? The only difference is that grihastha is with wife and sannyasi is without wife. Without wife means voluntarily giving up the connection with wife. So these four divisions are very scientific. Another four divisions, brahmachari, grihastha, four divisions of the order of working. Brahmin, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. This combined age system in the human society is called perfect human society, where these four age divisions of spiritual and material advancement of life is not there, existing. That means that it is not human society. That is why. So, here it is explained that either to be brahmachari or grihastha or manaprastha, sannyas, everyone's business is Krishna, cultivate Krishna consciousness. Or either you become a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, or the Brahmin means intelligent class of men, Kshatriya means politicians, administrative class of men, Vaishya means mercantile class of men, and Shudra means general worker. So either you are Brahmin or a Kshatriya, whatever you mean, it doesn't matter. Just like my different parts, limbs of the body are situated in different parts to function differently. Hand function is different from the leg function. The mouth function is different from the genital function. Although they are situated for executing different functions, the whole aim is targeted to maintenance of this body. Similarly, whatever you may be, you do not require to change your position. You remain a brahmachari, grihastha, worker, laborer, Brahmin, whatever you may, if that doesn't matter. You just engage yourself in Krishna consciousness. That is it. The hand function is different from the leg function. But both the hands and the legs are engaged for serving the whole body. Similarly, you may become an engineer or a medical practitioner, a businessman, or worker, this or that, that doesn't matter. Please engage yourself in Krishna consciousness and your life will be successful. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. It doesn't matter. It is not required that you have to become from engineer to a Brahmin. No. You remain an engineer. You remain anything but take to Krishna consciousness. One.
He restricts himself from the vibrations of material sound and is hearing is engaged in a transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Similarly, the household has got some license for sense gratification performs such acts with great restraint. Such life intoxication and eating are general tendencies of human society. But a regulated household does not result in unrestricted sex life and other sense gratifications. Marriage on principle of the religious life is therefore current in all civilized human societies, because that is the way to restricted sex life.
Yes. The animal, in the animal society, there is no marriage. Oh. In any country, either in your country or in Arabian country or India, either human being, there is some system of marriage. But in the cats and dog society, they are also mating, but there is no marriage. So people can say, so, that marriage is legalized prostitution. But actually, it is not that. Marriage means restriction. Restriction. Just like you have got your wife. So, if you have your sex life with any other woman or man, that is adultery. You can say, why? The same thing is there. Why it is adultery? No, the law says. That means restriction. Restriction is human life. And no restriction means animal life. All the laws are meant for the human being. Keep to the right. It is not meant for the dog. If the dog goes to the left, there is no law for it. Because it is dog. But if you do, you will be liable to punishment. So all books of knowledge, literature, art, religion, philosophy, science, they are meant for human beings. They are not meant for the animals. Therefore, the aim of human life is to elevate himself by knowledge. That is human life. Not to keep him in darkness. That is not human life. In human life, we have got the opportunity to rise up to the highest platform of knowledge. And what is that highest platform of knowledge? That highest platform of knowledge is to go back to home, back to God. Go back to Krishna. That is what Krishna. Bhavanam Janmanam. This knowledge is acquired after many, many births. It is not ordinary thing, this Krishna consciousness. Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavanji. It is meant for the fortunate man. What to speak of the animals? They cannot understand. But only the fortunate man, they are able to understand what is the purpose of this Bhagavad Gita. And he, fortunately, he can understand, his life becomes successful. But it is open to all. There is no restriction. Simply, you have to understand it and make practical application in your life. Then your life is successful. It is not difficult. But the thing is that we want to remain in animal life. That is our disease. The life, animalistic life, man is rational animal. So we want to sacrifice our rationality and remain in animality. That is our disease. We prefer to remain in animalistic life because there is immediate sense gratification, immediate some so-called pleasure, shreya priya. Just like a child playing all day, a father says, "My dear child, to read." He says, "Oh, I don't like to read." That is called priya. It is very dear to play. But to take to education is not so liking to the children. Because he is foolish. He does not know that without education his future life will be in the darkness. Similarly, any person who is simply indulging in animalistic way of life, without acquiring knowledge for highest perfection, he's simply making suicide. He's killing himself. Sa-maha, the Shastra says, he's killing. Just like you can take one razor and you cut your throat. That is, you are at liberty to do that. But that is not a very good business. See? Similarly, so many books of knowledge are there. If you don't take to this knowledge and simply indulge in our sense gratification, that means we are making the same thing, cutting our own throat. Yes,
this restricted, unattached sex life is also a kind of yajna, because the restricted household sacrifices his general
This is also yajna, sacrifice. I want unrestricted sex life, but I obey the order of the shastras of the law that no, I shall not have sex life with anyone else without my married wife or husband. That is sacrifice. You sacrifice your propensity, unrestricted propensity. This is required. A brahmachari. A brahmachari is supposed to have no connection with honor. A bhanuprastha is supposed to have no connection with honor. Even his wife is present. And what to speak of sannyasi? He has no connection with any woman, even with his own wife. So the restriction of sex life is from the beginning. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Only grihastha, the householders, are allowed restricted sex life. The whole idea is that this material existence is due to sex life. That's all. If you all increase your sex life, then increase your duration of material existence. If you decrease your sex life, then you advance towards the path of absolute reality. Yadishantang brahmacharyam charanti. In the Bhagavad Gita I find that one who is desiring to go back to Godhead, back to home, then he should practice life of celibacy. That is very important thing. Yes.
The restricted household sacrifices the general tendency for the sense gratification for higher transcendental life. 27.
Go on.
And some offer the work of the senses and the work of the life force, controlling them in yoga to obtain knowledge of the self. 28.
The yoga practice. What is the yoga practice? Yoga practice, whole yoga practice is meant for controlling senses. It is not that we simply make a show of meditating 15 minutes and do all nonsense 24 hours. That is not yoga. Yoga, whole practice, the yoga practice is yoga India Sangha. Yoga means to control the senses. That is the real meaning of yoga. Not that you attend yoga class and immediately ask, immediately while practicing yoga, I see so many persons there smoking and doing all things. This is simply yoga. Yoga means to control senses. Practice. Control senses. It is not meant for keeping your health good so that you can enjoy senses more. Painful. No. Yoga practice means controlling the senses.
There are other gurus enlightened by sacrificing their material possessions in the fear of austerities, take strict vows, and practice the yoga of eightfold mysticism and other studies of Vedas, for example, transcendental knowledge, would be known. And there are even others who are inclined to the prophets of threatening strings to remain in trance, and are sadly stopping the movement of the outgoing friends to the incoming.
The breathing exercise, yoga practice, means increasing the duration of your life. If anyone can, practice is breathing exercise, actually. We have got limited number of breathing. The heart is pulsating like this. So it has got limited number of palpitations. Just like if you have got a bank balance. So if you go on drawing it daily, so very quickly it is finished. But if you don't draw it, keep it balanced, then you can continue for several years, several months, as you like. Similarly, yoga practice, perfection of yoga practice means increasing the duration of your life. If we eat more, if we have sense enjoyment more, if we labor more, then our duration of life decreases. But if you can restrain yourself, if you can sit down in one place without eating more, without any work, then you can increase your duration of life. The yoga practice means the yogis, those who are perfect yogis, they practice in such a way that unless they are prepared fully to transfer himself, oneself, to any planet he likes, he continues to practice yoga. There are many yogis still in India. They are 700 years old, 300 years old. But still they look like young boys. That is yoga practice. The bogus yoga practice going on in your country, simply cheating people. Yoga practice is defined. That is very difficult and not possible in this age. Nobody can follow all the rules and regulations of yoga. That we find in this Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, will come. So, yoga practice means there is another kind of sacrifice. Sacrifice means to stop your unrestricted or why restricted you? Sense gratification. That is yoga practice.
Some of them, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing bread from themselves as a sacrifice. 30. All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become pleased with simple reactions, and having taken to the nectar of the remedy for such sacrifice, they go to the supreme eternal atmosphere.
Yes. The whole aim is to purify yourself and go back to Godhead, back to home. That is the whole. Either you practice this yoga or that yoga. There are Jnana yoga. The Bhagavad Gita deals in three types of yoga. Means karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Dhyana yoga, and ultimately bhakti yoga. So, any transcendental practice is called yoga. So, either you do it as karma yoga, yoga means linking yourself with the Supreme by your work, linking yourself by cultivation of knowledge, linking yourself by meditation, or linking yourself by engaging yourself in Krishna consciousness. So, any yoga system you take, that will give you perfection. But the thing is, in these days, no other yoga practice is possible except this practice, Krishna consciousness or bhakti yoga practice. Simply you have to chant and you get all the good results. And that is very easy. It can be practiced by anyone. It doesn't require any preliminary qualification. Kalau nasi va nasi va nasi va gati gandhata. There is no other.
He enters into the eternal kingdom of God, is emerging into the impersonal Brahman, or associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
Yes, sir. Any question? Yes. Okay. If you practice Krishna consciousness and at the time of death, if you remain in full consciousness of Krishna, you immediately know. This is the practice. Anti Narayana Smriti. At the end, if we can remember Krishna, that is for Krishna. Anti means at the end of life. That is the test, examination. What happens at the end? So if you practice, sadatata bhava bhavita, if you 24 hours practice how to think of Krishna, naturally, Krishna will give you a chance to think of Krishna at that time. Love. Yes. Therefore there is one verse by Kulasekhar. He says, prasnattadiya padapankaja panyarantam uddaiva visatume manasa rajahansa. My dear Krishna, your lotus feet is lotus flower and there is stem and then my mind is just like swan. So, let me entrap by this stem immediately. We have seen in the lake, this one takes pleasure being entrapped with the stem of lotus flower, a lily flower. That is their sporting. Perhaps you have marked. You marked in that lake in Seattle? Yes. Swan was pushing its head to the stem. That is their pleasure. So, the king Kulasekhar is praying, my dear Krishna, your feet is lotus flower, so there is stem, so let me put my head immediately and entrap by this stem. And why immediately? So he says, prana prayana samaya, at the time of death, kantha, kapavita patma pittai kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutasya. At the time of death, this mucus and bile and air, they will be congested and my voice will be choked up. Where is the opportunity of chanting your name at that time? Therefore, I am now in good health and good consciousness. Let me die immediately thinking of your lips. These are the prayers. So, this is Krishna consciousness practice. That you practice, anything you practice, it's like you practice something and in the examination hall, you write very nicely, easy. But if you have no practice, then how you can write? Similarly, if you practice chanting Hare Krishna, then even in sleeping also you chant Hare Krishna. There are three stages. Happening stage, sleeping stage, dreaming stage, and unconscious stage. Unconsciousness. The consciousness, we are just pushing Krishna in the consciousness. So even in unconsciousness stage also you have Krishna. So if you are fortunately able to come to that perfectional state, then this life is the end of your material existence. You enter into the spiritual world and have your eternal life, blissful life, and dance with Krishna. Eightfold mysticism means this yoga practice, Ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga yoga beginning is eightfold. Ashtam means eight. What is that? Yam. Yam means controlling. Yam means following the rules and regulations. Asana, sitting posture. Practicing the sitting posture. That will help me. Yam, asana, pranayama. Breathing exercise. Yam, asana, pranayama. Dhyana, meditation. Dharana, concentration. Then samadhi, exhaustion. These are eight different practices of yoga. But who is going to do that? They simply practice a little more sitting posture and they think they are perfect in yoga. It is not possible to perform all the processes of yoga. Nobody can. Vishnu. So, don't be misled. Get the instruction. Kite jat dhato vishnu titayana jagato makai dapari parichat jayang kalau tad hari kirtana. There are divisions of four ages. In the kite, in the satya yuga, the good age, a golden age, when people used to live for 100,000 of years. At that time, this dhyana meditation was possible. Next stage, by performance of sacrifice. Next stage, by temple worship. And this age, Kalu, this age is called Kali, age of quarrel and dissension. In this age, all these practices will not be possible to follow. Only Hari Kirtana, chanting the name of Hari. That's all. These are the direction of the Shastra. So if you want to be really happy, you have to take direction of the authority and follow it. So this is the, and actually, we are experiencing. Our students who have taken to the chanting process of yoga, bring any other yogis and just compare with them. No, they cannot be compared. They are far advanced. Yes. But the simple process, chanting Hare Krishna, that's all. This is the process recommended in this age. Yes.
Some classes, when the first class of Sanchar is taken away to concentrate, to concentrate on vibration, did we try to describe?
No time for vibration, simply here. It is very easy. If I say Hare, you can hear, even without concentration. It is so easy. But if you hear attentively, it is, that is the question.
Now, should we try to recognize
pain? The progress is that you have to avoid the same kinds of offenses. That is progress. And that same kinds of offenses can be avoided if you chant and hear also at the same time. That is yoga. That means your mind and your all senses are concentrated. That is samadhi. You chant Hare Krishna and hear also Hare Krishna. This is the process. Not that you can't think Hare Krishna mechanically, but you are hearing something as that is inattention, that is offense. It will take some time. If you chant offensively, then it will take some time. And that means by chanting, you will come to the stage of offense-like platform. But why don't you try from the very beginning? Because we want quickly to be perfect. So these are the process. Simply chant and hear. That's all. And every perfection will come gradually, without any doubt. So any other questions? All right, stand for it.
Hare Krishna, Hare
भक्तिविद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी गुरुवाजी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा सुंदर गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवती धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय All glory to the assembled body. All glory to the assembled body. All glory to the assembled body. Thank you very much.